And now, Thriller Thursdays on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
On an island in the Caribbean, 10 guests have answered the invitation of one Sir George Beauchamp, 5th Earl of Didymere, England. 10 guests who are about to discover that their infamous host is not amongst the living. But who will discover the hidden truth in this match of dead giveaway? Tune in, dear listener, and find out.
Has anyone, by chance, seen Sir George?
No, sir. He gave instructions via an email to me earlier today.
What kind of instructions?
What to prepare for dinner and to make sure your rooms were all made ready and comfortable.
Good. I have certain dietary needs I need to discuss with you.
I'm sure you do.
But you didn't see him? I'm sorry, what is your name?
Ginger.
Ah, yes, Ginger. I'm Madame Angelica. You must know me.
Only if she's a fan of opera, which that would make one, I'm sorry to say.
You, sir, are impertinent. I am an opera diva.
No, I'm Mr. Caper, a mere servant, and frankly, I do not care if you can break glass with those pipes of yours.
Now, now. No reason to fuss right at the beginning of the weekend. I mean, it is a rather fantastic place to have a getaway.
I love it down here. It's one of the bright spots down in the Caribbean.
And you are?
I'm the mayor of Grace, Florida. You can call me Jasmine.
I am the Reverend Opal by the grace of God.
But not by Grace, Florida, Reverend.
Amusing, my dear, but only just.
I know you, Reverend Opal. You're one of those liberal-minded clergy who has decided to take up the flag of global warming and condemn oil and gas production.
Which, I assume, is your business, sir.
It sure is. Name's Nickel. I deal in black gold. Texas tea.
Well, Mr. Nickel...
This chit-chat is nice and all, but where's the grub? Being a military man, I live on my stomach and it's empty.
I know you. I've seen your face quite a bit as of late.
I'm sorry, miss. You have me at a disadvantage.
I'm Miss Saffron. I dance at the Wicked Cat Club.
Oh, dear. I'm sure you have me mistaken.
No, I don't, honey. You're Major Tungsten. I know exactly who you are. You're not a good tipper, just so you know.
Not to put another fly in the ointment, but the clouds are building up down in the southeast.
Yes, a storm is on its way.
That's right. I saw it on the National Weather Service before I got on the boat this afternoon to come over to the island.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I need to make sure all the guests are present and accounted for. Lady Fennel.
That's me. I hope we're prepared for a rough night with that storm on the way.
I wouldn't worry about it. Sir George had this castle built to withstand hurricane-force winds.
Madame Angelica.
Yes, and you're the operator.
Yes, that would be me. Abbot Dill?
Here.
Dr. Cobalt?
I'm the parched one over here in the corner admiring the tapestries.
Mr. Nickel?
Yep.
Major Tungsten?
With my buttons shining, yes.
Reverend Opal.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bless you all.
Mr. Benzel?
Over here, pondering the universe.
You've been awfully quiet, Mr. Benzel.
Studying all of you. A habit of mine is I'm an actor.
How exciting for you, sir. Miss Saffron.
The leggy one in front of the fireplace, dear.
Mayor Jasmine?
Yes, here.
And I am Mr. Caper, at your service. And you've met Ginger, who is the main steward for the weekend.
Main steward? Like the butler?
No. Since she's a she, she'd be the buttless.
What's that?
Buttless.
She's far from that from this angle.
I'll take that as a compliment, sir.
I would, sweetie. My compliments.
Does that make Mr. Caper the maid, then?
Very amusing.
No, I'm not. Just a hired servant for the weekend.
Where is our host?
An excellent question. I'm still not sure why we were all invited out here for the weekend.
I thought Sir George had wanted spiritual guidance.
My invitation mentioned city development.
I thought I was going on a date with the man.
He wanted me to record a song for him.
I was under the impression he was going to donate a manuscript to our monastery.
He mentioned in his invitation to me about a military exercise on the island.
I was under the impression he wanted me to play him in a film based on his life.
He is a peer of the realm of England and wants to discuss a possible connection between our families.
I'm here to try and raise money for my clinic back in the States.
And I'm here because he wants to partner up to do some offshore drilling. Or that's what I was led to believe.
This is all very interesting.
I can assure you, Mr. Caper and myself weren't told the reason for bringing you out here to his island.
Great. Now it sounds like we have a storm to contend with.
I suppose that makes us contenders, then.
Humor isn't your thing, Reverend, just so you know.
I'll drink to that. Speaking of which...
The bar here is actually famous.
Famous? In what way?
Sir George had this castle designed with hidden passageways and secret exits and entrances.
How does that make his bar interesting?
It's hidden in the paneling of the wall over there.
Over here?
Yes, right where your 6-inch heels are standing.
However do you stand in those, dear woman?
I'd say in her line of work, she flips them off of her feet pretty quick.
You'd be surprised.
I wouldn't, ma'am. I appreciate the art form.
Many thanks.
Maybe we can get a showing later this evening?
Sir, we are in mixed company.
So much the better. I don't like a lot of old fogies who don't appreciate a nice pair of legs.
Gentlemen, we're getting off track here.
I don't think we were ever on it.
The storm sounds ominous out there tonight.
Please, for the love of king and country, where is the liquor?
As I was saying, the bar is hidden behind the paneling on the wall.
Well, come on then, and show it off. I'm needing a drink.
I could down a couple myself. Gin, if you have it.
Well, I certainly don't imbibe.
Reverend! How twisted.
He said imbibe.
I heard him. I thought he was a holy man.
You're not the brightest bulb, are you?
Who said she needs to be?
A drink, please!
Excuse me, it's this button here.
Good grief! That's a lot of alcohol!
Now you're speaking my language.
Wait a moment. What's that?
It's Sir George, plastered right on the bar.
I don't think he's drunk, Doctor.
Let me take a look.
He looks awfully pale.
And stiff.
He has certainly had better days, I'm sure.
That would be a good reason for that.
What's wrong with him?
Sir George Beauchamp is dead.
This has been a most disturbing evening so far. I almost never leave the Abbey, and when I do, this happens.
Shouldn't one of you holy men say prayers over the body or something? Wouldn't that be proper?
I don't think it will help. He's no longer amongst the living.
Prayers won't do him any good.
I'm not sure they would have helped him when he was alive, either.
Why do you say that?
He's been killed. That's why. Someone wanted Sir George dead.
Very dead, by the looks of it.
No, just dead. Dead is just plain dead. Not very dead.
It begs the question, then. How did he die?
From just a cursory examination? I would say there are several choices here to choose from.
Ooh, like a menu?
Yes, exactly like that, Miss Saffron. How did you get this far in life?
You have to ask. Take a look at her and you'll find the answer pretty quickly.
It looks like he was shot.
Yes, once in the chest with a small caliber handgun.
Oh dear, that sounds painful.
But I'm not sure if that's what killed him.
Not to state the complete obvious, but there is an arrow sticking out of his back.
Yes, there's that, of course.
And a dagger in his neck.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Well, don't do it around the booze. Some of us are going to need it after this discovery.
I also see a scarf tied around his throat.
And his face is really blue.
Probably poison. Most likely a herbicide or insecticide of some kind.
I think I see a dart in his hand.
That's right. A blow dart. More poison, I assume.
And aren't those tire marks on his suit?
Yes, he was run over at some point.
Not to make a pun, but this seems like overkill.
Oh, Abbot Dill, how could you?
I think he's right. Somebody wanted to make sure Sir George was dead. And I think in this case, Doc, very dead.
It appears that way, yes. I stand corrected.
This is grotesque.
And there's a huge head wound to contend with as well.
From what? A pipe or something?
Looks like it. Maybe a pipe or something like that.
I also spy what looks like a lady's hatpin sticking out of his left eyeball.
How disgusting!
Not to state the more utter and complete obvious, but there's a syringe sticking out of his right arm.
I think I've lost count of how many times this man has been killed.
10. 10 different ways he was murdered.
This is terribly shocking to me. Maybe I should say some words over him.
I think that would be good, yes. Do you know any?
Words? Of course I do.
Biblical ones?
What are you implying?
No implications, I assure you.
Well, this weekend sure went bust in a hurry.
Dead bodies tend to do that, Mr. Benzel.
Mr. Caper and I apologize for the inconvenience, ladies and gentlemen.
The authorities should be called.
There isn't any coverage for my phone.
Mine either. And that's not a good thing.
Clients that have you on speed dial.
How do you know?
Ladies, please, you're showing your claws.
If that was only all Miss Saffron was showing, everything would be fine.
How dare you?
Loose woman.
Yeah, no, there's no need for that.
Homely trash.
You're just plain trash.
Excuse me, please.
Let's all calm down now.
I don't know about anyone else, but I love it when girls find each other.
Mama is on the stripper.
There's no need to use that term, sir.
That's right. I'm an exotic dancer. Get it right.
Who doesn't wear anything while she does it? Tart.
No one's ever called me a dessert before.
But how appropriate.
I second that. I'll put an order for some.
We'll have none of that kind of talk, sir.
Madam Angelica, don't you ever lay a hand on me again.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, let's all relax. I know it's tense, but please.
And just for your information, there is a cell phone tower on the island.
Then why no coverage?
Sir George has a cell phone wave blocker installed in the castle.
Where? We can shut it off and call the authorities.
We were never shown its location.
This is intolerable. I've never been treated so poorly before in all my life.
Not to contradict you too much, madam, but that isn't exactly true.
How would you know, sir?
My name is Abbot Dill.
I know that.
But a long time ago, I was known as Harry Deacon.
Harry? No, it can't be.
But it is, my dear.
Great. It's old home week.
Speaking of which...
Oh, no. Here we go. Who do you know, Rev?
I've crossed Lady Fennel's path once upon a time.
You have, Reverend Opal. When was this?
During your divorce, when you came to visit the bishop.
You're mistaken. I'm not divorced, sir.
Yes, ma'am, you are. I know. I was there as a young pastor working with the bishop.
Well, why don't you keep your mouth shut about it?
This is getting interesting. Like it was planned.
And I know you, Dr. Cobalt. If we're sharing with each other, who all knows one another.
How?
You performed surgery on me a few years back, when I was known as Shirley Talbert.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you.
Without the scars you gave me, you mean?
What is going on around here? I agree with the doc. This was planned.
Ginger, Mr. Caper, explain.
We are simply to serve your needs during the weekend.
That's all we were told.
I don't believe it. Trust me. Everyone, something sinister is happening here tonight.
I wouldn't trust you as far as I could throw you, Major.
Wonderful. More recognition. How do you know the Major, Mr. Benzel?
In a land far, far away, the Major ran a school for wayward boys.
No, it can't be. I thought I knew you, Alan.
Bingo, Major. And thanks for all the days in solitary confinement. It sure does help a confused 12-year-old boy.
Stop it, all of you. Just stop. How many of us are acquainted with someone else in the room? Show of hands.
That's every one of us.
Mr. Caper, Ginger, how about you?
No, we only know Sir George.
Are you absolutely sure about that?
Yes, I know none of you and haven't seen any of you before tonight.
We need to find a way to alert the authorities and let them sort out this madness.
That means locating this cell phone wave blocker. Where would it be?
It could be anywhere in the castle. We used one back in our estate during parties.
That doesn't help us get any closer to finding it.
It would require power, so near an electrical outlet.
Why, Sherlock, how smart of you.
Shut it, Jasmine.
Please, you're all just nervous.
The storm sounds like it's getting upon us.
And what a great night for it, too.
I suggest we split up into groups and go searching through the house.
I think I've seen this movie before, and it never ends well.
I think it is the best course of action. We need to get the authorities out here.
He's right. Every minute is crucial in a murder investigation.
And guess who the suspects are?
No, surely not. I know we were all summoned here, but...
Mr. Nichols' right. We're all suspects. We were all brought out here for different reasons, which is suspicious enough.
And many of us know each other.
Have pasts with each other.
And know secrets about one another that we shouldn't be sharing.
And you were all brought together by Sir George for the weekend.
He's a madman.
Was, Madame Angelica. Was.
Right on cue.
The storm has begun.
The one on the outside of the castle. I think the one in here has been raging for quite some time.
Reverend Opal, you have no idea.
None whatsoever.
I'm not sure it was a good idea to split up.
It is a frightening house, isn't it? Guests always comment about it.
In some ways, it reminds me of the Abbey. The panelings on the walls, the stained glass all about, and the dark colors.
The Abbey doesn't sound like a nice place to visit.
I like it. I call it home.
Ginger, where are we going?
I'm not quite sure, but I know that Sir George has a hidden room along this hallway somewhere.
And you know this how?
I was behind him yesterday when he came up the stairs. I came up here to speak to him about our duties for the weekend, and he was gone. I checked every room, but he wasn't in any of them.
So you suspect a hidden space here?
There is a long wall here without a window or a door. There could be a hidden space here, if such a thing existed.
He told us he enjoyed such eccentricities.
A latch, then? Or a button? Spring activated? Like I know anything about hidden rooms.
The Abbey actually has one that was used to hide the brothers if under attack from outside forces. It was a mechanical lock that would spring open when pushed.
Sounds a bit old-fashioned.
Because the Abbey is old, Doctor.
Sir George loved gadgets of all kinds. Or at least, that's what he told us.
If there is one, I doubt it would be mechanical.
Electrical, then?
It would be easier, yes. Maybe that decoration there on the wall.
Nope. Press against the wall.
I feel like an idiot.
I agree with you, Dr. Cobalt.
Wait a minute. This is a stone wall, correct?
Yes, it is. Smooth, cold.
Then what's that?
Matter. How curious. Let me see. It's cool to the touch. But wait.
What is it, Abbot Dill? Is it moving?
No. Vermin up.
Ah, clever.
Heat activated.
Oh my, look at that.
Sir George's hidden room. A library, by the looks of it.
And a computer.
Is it the wave blocker?
Let me see while my fingers do the walking.
It isn't password protected? Odd.
And it isn't a wave blocker.
No, it isn't. But there is a file labeled the 10.
10? As in the 10 guests? Us?
Mr. Caper and I aren't included then?
Let me see.
Oh dear, it's a dossier on each of us. Delete that.
Not on your life. That's evidence.
It gets worse, folks.
How is that, Miss Jasmine? I don't see how it could get...
Look up on the walls.
It's hard to see in here.
This is getting strange.
10 portraits.
Of all of us.
Minus Mr. Caper and Ginger.
No, but look on the desk. Snapshots of us. When did he take those of us? This is creeping me out.
What about the information about each of us?
Please, let's not read any of it. Not now.
Something to hide?
Yes. How about you?
Now that you mention it, yes. Abbot Dill?
None of us are perfect.
Some of us are close, though.
Awfully high on yourself, aren't you, Doctor?
I'm trying not to... What's the expression? Freak out! This isn't natural.
And that would be an understatement. Nice portrait of you, though, Abbott, if you don't mind me saying so.
It makes me look 10 pounds heavier.
Oh, the tragedy of it all! I wonder what's happening to the others.
Refrigerator. Finally, some food.
How can you eat at a time like this is beyond me.
She has to support that soprano voice of hers.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think I'm making it pretty plain, lady. You like the cheeseburgers.
How dare you? I do not.
Please, can we stay focused on the mission at hand?
Mission? You military men are so droll.
And you members of the aristocracy, no matter how broke you happen to be, are all the same. Arrogant.
Don't you speak that way to me!
This is going to be lots of fun, gang. Shut that fridge door and let's see if we can find that wave blocker.
Tactically speaking, we aren't in a good position.
How so, Major?
Trapped on an island, in an isolated house.
Castle.
Quite right. Castle. And we can't call out of here.
And our host is dead.
Killed 10 times over.
And 10 guests.
Don't forget Ginger and Mr. Caper.
They're just the hired help.
Maybe. Even if they are, I don't trust them. Call it my actor instincts.
How foolish of you.
Well, sing us out of here, Madam Diva.
How dare!
Please! Please! We need to see if we can find the wave blocker, shut it down, and call the authorities. We are losing precious time.
For what?
For an investigation.
Ah, the dining room.
What about through that entry on the other side of the dining room?
Let's go check it out.
The table is solid black.
Oh, my. It's onyx. I've never seen anything like it.
It's horrid.
I like it. It sets the tone, the mood of the place.
It's completely dark in there. Is it a food pantry?
Find a light switch.
Oh, got it.
How very odd.
That's all you have to say? How very odd? It's insanity!
I agree with the aging soprano. That's pretty twisted. I don't get it.
A completely furnished infirmary. Beds, life support machines, IV stands.
I take it you were a nurse once upon a time.
In a former life, yes.
I hate to tell everyone, but there are 10 beds in this place.
Our magic number again. Why do I get the feeling that our host had sinister plans for the weekend?
And someone ended his life before he could enact those plans.
10 times over from the looks of his body.
I'm afraid it's much worse.
What now?
The charts at the foot of each bed.
Let me take a guess.
No, surely not.
This one is marked for Mr. Nickel.
This one is for Reverend Opal.
Each bed is already charted for each of us. Why? What is going on here? I don't understand.
We need to find that wave blocker and get off this island. I don't care what it takes. We need to get out of here.
I agree with you completely. This has reached the level of madness!
It's possible, or it's something dark and devious with some kind of logic behind it.
Not on your life, Major. These IV bags were filled with a strong sedative. He had plans for keeping us drugged.
What do we do now? Keep searching?
We must. I'm beginning to get a bad feeling about being here.
No place to build our defenses, right, Major?
That about sums it up, yes.
Through here.
Let's go.
This must be the Great Hall.
Whoa, look at those tapestries. They're at least 15 feet high. I bet that costs a pretty penny.
Sir George planned on a grand tour of the castle. He said this room was very important to him.
How come? It's just a big room.
My dear, the artwork alone is worth a small fortune.
I don't have the best knowledge of art, but I do know a Monet when I see one.
And a Turner.
And a Matisse.
They look like cruddy posters to me.
My dear, please, you don't appreciate fine art.
Oh, she appreciates fine art, just of another kind.
Thank you. You're too kind.
That painting over there is curious. An oversized human eye.
I am unfamiliar with that painter. Does it have a signature?
No, it doesn't.
And what about that painting just down from it? What is that?
It's a loom.
A loom? Never heard of it. I know that shocks everyone, but I haven't.
It's a device that was used to weave thread. Yet another painting that doesn't fit in with the rest of the art in this room.
And what about that woman down from the loom?
I bet Miss Saffron knows what that one's all about. Don't you, babe?
Hardly got anything on.
My point exactly.
Please, sir, keep your lascivious thoughts to yourself.
She looks just like a girl I work with, only the gal in the painting is a brunette and 30 pounds heavier.
Identical in every way, then.
And yet, every other painting in this grand hall is painted by one of the masters.
With these three not signed or recognized for their style, brush strokes, or subject matter.
Shouldn't we try and find that wave blocker thingy?
She's right. We're wasting time here.
What do we know about Sir George?
That he invited us all out here to this island for different reasons.
And that he's dead.
By 10 different ways.
Let's see if we can locate this wave blocker and ponder the universe later. I'm starting to get creeped out by being here.
I'm with you.
Not yet, honey. But give it time.
You flirt, you.
You better believe it.
Please, we have more important things to attend to. The Grand Hall leads down to the library.
Wait a moment. I do know another thing about Sir George. Something I read in an article about him before he came down here to the Caribbean.
What was it?
Useful, I hope.
It could be. It said that he was into codes and hidden messages. It was a hobby of his.
What does that have to do? Oh, wait. I think I'm beginning to see.
You mean the artwork has a hidden message in it?
I don't see it.
But the eye does.
The first painting, an eyeball.
And the second, a loom.
Eyeball loom? Come on, that doesn't make any sense at all.
How about just eye?
Eye loom.
What about the painting of the woman?
She's in the same profession as Miss Saffron here.
Only from 100 years ago.
Longer. What clothing she does have on is from the Victorian era.
Very good, Mr. Caper. I hadn't noticed that.
So, eye loom Victorian era. That's ridiculous.
Eye loom girl. I loom woman.
Wait. What if it isn't who she is, but what she is?
Could be. Filthy.
I loom filthy?
Wrong again, gents. This is getting us nowhere. We should be looking for that wave blocker.
A tease.
Indecent.
Naughty.
This is getting ludicrous. Sir George left these as a joke.
Wait just a moment. I think Mr. Nickel has it right on the nose.
Naughty? Really?
Illuminati?
Oh no. How is that even possible?
We should find the others right now.
I can't believe none of us could find that wave blocker.
Believe it, Lady Fennel. Sir George has it hidden for no one to find.
But he had other things, which I'm sure are confusing to all of you.
That is an understatement, my dear. The dossiers on all of us.
And the portraits.
The infirmary with the 10 beds.
And what about what our merry little group found?
It seems outrageous. There isn't any such group.
My Abbey has had suspicions for decades about such a group.
It sounds like it's straight out of fiction.
Illuminati. It's ridiculous.
Illuminati. And it isn't.
And what are we saying? That Sir George is a member of it.
As an actor, I work in the world of fiction every day. This is beyond the realms of reality.
I'm in agreement. I think the painting's rather a joke, or just a coincidence.
Like the 10 different ways Sir George was killed?
Oh, the tramp speaks.
Lady, I am going to rip your face off.
Stop it! Is such a group possible?
The answer is yes, I know.
No offense, Abbot Dill, but I've never heard of such a group.
Of course. It was a group originally formed in Bavaria.
Yes, I've read about them. A group of intellectuals that started off as a secret society, but were eventually outlawed by the Bavarian government.
But I'm assuming they went further underground.
I'm not a fan of conspiracy theories. What is really going on around here?
The man had dossiers on all of us and an infirmary with 10 beds.
Beds with our names attached to each.
Could the paintings really be the answer?
From what we know at the Abbey, the members of the Illuminati are secretly influencing the societal and political decisions of the planet.
Sounds crazy to me.
No surprise there. If they really do exist, and Sir George is a member of it, what does he want with the 10 of us?
I was brought here for a deal about offshore drill.
I needed money for my clinic. Sir George offered a way to raise it.
He is a fellow peer of the realm and wanted to look into our family connections.
Thought he was funding a movie based on his life.
He wanted to research the possibility of military exercises on the island.
He said he had a manuscript for the Abbey.
He needed me to record a song.
I had a date with the man.
The city development for our city.
Sir George sought spiritual advice in his life.
And what about the implications in the 10 ways he died?
With 10 guests!
And the 10 beds in the infirmary.
And all the research on each of us.
With the hint of this secret society.
The Illuminati.
We need to get off this island.
Transport won't be available until Monday morning.
We have over 2 days left here.
Impossible. I'm beginning to fear for my life.
We had no further instructions. I'm sorry.
I'm starting to wonder about you and Mr. Caper.
We were hired to serve for the weekend. I can show you the contract.
She's right. You're as much in the dark about this as all of you are.
I have my doubts.
It isn't good for us to turn on one another.
Too late, holy man. I don't trust any of you.
I have to agree with Mr. Benzel. Who killed Sir George?
Why were we all brought here?
Why does he know so much about us?
And the infirmary?
We're going around in circles here, people! Just stop it a minute!
The thunder's right on cue.
Listen, Ginger, I think this has gone on far enough. You need to let us all in on the joke.
I agree. We've been led around by the nose this entire time, and I'm sick of it.
I don't know anything, gentlemen.
Mr. Caper.
I, too, am in the dark.
I think one of you is responsible for all of this.
Oh, you have got to be... Wait a minute. That actually makes sense.
Oh, please.
The last thing we need to do is turn against each other.
I think that may be too late.
That could be Sir George's intention.
For what purpose?
Divide and conquer.
But what is there to divide and what is there to conquer?
And here we go again on the merry-go-round.
We've already gone through it all, haven't we?
Ah, the clock strikes 10.
I don't know about anyone else, but I'm hungry.
What a ridiculous time to think about food.
No, I'm with the hot chick. I'm starved.
We can still prepare some food for all of you.
That's the least we can do.
Made to order, I hope.
Of course.
In that case, make mine a cheeseburger with onions and mustard.
Mr. Nickel, we are in the middle of a crisis.
Which has made me starved. I'll take some spaghetti if you've got it.
I believe we do. Anyone else?
A glass of milk would be lovely.
I'd like a garden salad, please.
Wait a moment.
I'd like fish and chips.
Wait a moment, please.
What in the world is that?
It sounds like a computer booting up.
What is that light coming out of that desk?
It's forming an image.
Is that a face? And the light is forming a body.
What is going on here? It looks like a...
holographic projection.
It's Sir George.
Amazing.
He's coming into focus. Is it a recording of some kind?
I'm not sure. The image is still blurry.
This is weirding me out just a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
We weren't informed of anything like this, I can assure you.
The mouth is starting to move.
Good evening to you all. Sir George Beauchamp standing in front of you, not in the flesh, I'm afraid. If you're watching this, then the clock has struck 10 and the storm that I ordered is still raging outside.
What did he just say? He ordered a storm?
Please, listen!
Also, if you're watching, there is the possibility that several things have occurred. One, I am late to my own party. Two, there is something wrong with the arrangements for the weekend. Or three, I am dead. Any of these three are feasible.
This is so confusing.
Stop talking.
I am part of a certain organization that has specific plans for our planet. Their importance is beyond comprehension, but significant nevertheless. You 10 have been brought here to be part of that. Your willingness to assist in this project is immaterial. You will.
I don't like what the man is saying.
Hush up, lady.
Why, you!
Please, not now.
I know there are many questions. I have many answers. such as why you ten were brought here, your connections with each other from the past, and your futures. But before I continue, there is one thing you need to know. Mr. Caper and Ginger are not what they seem. They are not to be...
The storm blew out the power!
Great. Now what?
We should be able to use our phones.
That would be a big fat no.
He must have a generator backup somewhere.
What did he mean about Ginger and Mr. Caper?
A valid question.
I don't know either.
She's telling the truth. We don't know anything about what Sir George was saying.
You're both liars!
I say we string them up and get the truth out of them.
I agree. Make them talk.
This is foolish.
We can make you tell us. Believe me, I know how.
No, please. We can't turn on each other.
We're not turning on each other. Just on you two.
Get them!
Ava!
I'm not gonna catch you.
There you have it, dear listener. Every clue you need to discover the killer, motive, and Sir George's secret. If you have the answers, send them into Statestruck Audio Theater, care of this station. Believe me, it was a dead giveaway.
You have been listening to Stagestruck Audio Theater's production of Dead Giveaway. In the cast, as Abbott Dill, Robert Stillwell, Dr. Cobalt, Christian James, Ginger, Madison Baker, Jasmine, Amanda Duell, Lady Fennel, Christina DiMattia, Madam Angelica, Nautica Imberton, Major Tungsten, Derek Wood, Mr. Benzel, Trevor Browser, Mr. Caper, Kieran Schaitler, Mr. Nickel, Wesley Swigert, Reverend Opal, Richard Moon, Saffron, Madison Hall, Sir George Beauchamp, Brett Jones, script by Brett Jones. Stagestruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.
Hiya, kids. This is Stinky the Elf coming to you from the North Pole. You know, Santa Claus's workshop, right? Well, I've been asked to convey a special message to you that my boss, Santa Claus, that's right, the jolly old fat guy in the red suit, wants to hear from all the little boys and girls out there. Here's an opportunity to tell him your Christmas list and any other special holiday message you got. And on Fridays, starting the day after Thanksgiving, my boss will read your message out loud on a new podcast called Santa's Inbox, exclusively on the Mutual Network. He'll mention your first name only, plus the town you're from, and then read your email out loud so everybody can hear it. Ain't that exciting? Yeah, Sandy told me that he used to read letters from kids on the radio back in the day, but I told him, I'm only 300 years old. I can't remember that far back. Okay, what else? Oh, yeah, this offer is open to anybody. Kids, grown-ups, the young at heart, anybody who wants to send a special message or a dedication to anybody else. So anyways, start sending Santa Claus your emails now to santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. That's santas.xmas.inbox@gmail.com. Kids, please ask your folks to send your email for you.